Hello, everyone, and welcome to your favorite time of the week. It's Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, as always, Danny Gold, and with me is Cleo Doherty.
Hello.
What is up, Cleo?
Do you have two DOA tracks
on? Oh, my God, I do.
Okay. It's, wow, no, it's a total, we it's got a, all no, punked.
It's a, okay, so I don't know if you saw, we got an email from our station manager, from Chris, yeah.
Okay.
And he, it is I think December is what they're calling it this week, is December. So every song has to be kind of like about, well, not every song, but like our vibe, I think, is like, you know, sticking it to the man.
Okay.
And dissent, you know, general discourse and questioning, you know,
dissent
the status quo.
Yes.
And yeah, and so I'm hitting you, as Cleo pointed out, looking at our playlist.
Amazing.
It's a Canadian punk medley.
Wow.
If you are not a fan of punk by the end of today, I'm sorry. There is no hope for you.
Yeah, Billy Talent's really going to change your mind.
Yeah, exactly, man. Right, exactly. No, I got NOFX, I got Pup, I got Propagandy, I got DOA, I got Billy Talent, and I got Gob and the Kingpins. The Kingpins, I'm very excited to show later.
Okay,
they are my ska pick this week.
Okay.
They are a Montreal ska band,
wow.
And they are singing in French, baby.
Oh, amazing.
It is amazing. It is ska in French, and I cannot wait to
wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Absolutely awesome.
I didn't know the Propagandy were Canadian until like the last time you played them on.
Yeah. No, I had no idea either.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I was looking today because of, you know, Descent Burn. I was like, you know, let's get some Canadian punk bands in there. And so
some political punk.
Yeah, literally political punk. And so the only band on here that isn't Canadian is NOFX, but they are like the kings of political punk, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I couldn't, you know, I mean, literally their latest... Their latest album has a picture of Donald Trump holding a blimp that's on fire, and he's like making like the motorboat face,
yeah.
like he's like a kid playing with like an airplane.
Man, there's I hope I can get away with saying all this on air. There's a Dead Kennedy song called
okay.
Kinky Sex Makes the World Go Round,
and
it's like on an album that's called Give Me Convenient or Give Me Death, and it's like a greatest hits compilation.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The cover of it is Ronald Reagan
okay.
in like barbed wire with like
oh.
all these like flint, like he's like but the song is actually basically not a song, and it's like a voice recording of I think
Ronald Reagan
like talking about like the war on drugs, and he's
yeah,
like
yeah.
oh, we're gonna send all these, you know, hippies over to Vietnam and whatever and all this stuff,
oh,
and then
geez.
It's like framed in a suggestive way,
yeah,
I would say,
wow.
that
okay.
makes the title make sense, and
all
it's
right.
really funny.
I'm so...
And you should listen to it.
I'm so down. I'm literally gonna, listen to it after this. That sounds awesome.
But yeah,
I feel like I've seen that album cover. The way you described that, I feel like...
Yeah, I had it on CD for a while.
Flaming
I lent it to...
Ronald Reagan head covered in barbed wire is pretty unique.
Yeah.
So
it's a beautiful thing to see, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, I bet. But yeah, so I haven't even talked about what my topic is,
yes.
but I'll do that after these two songs. So up now, we got Waiting by Pup, which is their newest single, which is really dope. And then we got Victory Lap by Propagandy. So don't touch that dial. Stay right here on CGLO 1690 AM.
Direction. I got a bit of a complex. It case that wasn't clear from the last three sessions.
And if you're still feeling down, be honest with yourself. I think you still want me around.
That's why I'm still waiting.
Everyone, and welcome back. That was just Pup and Propagandi. I just went back into my emails and saw that December is actually next week, not this week. But since we don't have a show next week, December is this week on Working
Title.
We're
ahead of the curve.
We're ahead of the curve.
We're smart. It's
fine. Sorry, Chris. I should have read your email more clearly.
Here's our 45-second promo, right. And also we did it on the wrong week. Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Seriously, shout out to our new production manager. He's dope.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I'm excited. So my topic this week.
Oh yeah.
Is King Charles VI of France. Royalty. Is So we're another royal in our stories and stuff. And so I was I found out about Charles because I read a story about it was like really weird, and I'll get to it later, like the actual story that was the first thing that I was introduced to. Mm. But I went down the rabbit hole about this guy, right? And I found out that he was at one point known as Charles the Beloved of France.
Okay.
And by the end of his reign, he was known as Charles the Mad.
Ah.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Great
progression.
A tale as old as
time. Relatable, yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm going to get more into Charles, I think, after this ad break. But yeah. This guy had a slow decline into some madness.
Descent.
Descent into madness. Somebody more clever than me named Cleo will come up with that joke. But yes, there was a descent into madness.
Okay.
So we're going to come back with that after this break. So we're going to hit you with an ad break. And then after the ad break is going to be some NoFX. And then you'll be hearing our lovely voices again.
Wonderful.